The Queen's apparently cracking down on Harry and Meghan using the royal handle in their marketing. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex have already announced they're retiring from official royal duties, won't use their HRH titles, and plan to become financially independent, splitting their time between North America and the UK from March this year. But the pair have apparently hit a snag, having already launched their brand, Sussex Royal, on social media platforms and also in applying for trademarks. Now the Queen's reportedly vetoed their use of the word royal because, as royal correspondent Victoria Arbiter explains, the cap no longer fits.
Since Harry and Meghan dropped their bombshell announcement that they were planning to step down, everything to do with their transition into their new normal has been an ongoing issue. There have been a lot of discussions behind the scenes, and really the major sticking point that was left to resolve was whether or not they were going to be able to use Sussex Royal as their branding moving forward. Now, obviously, Harry and Meghan were under the assumption that they would. They've got their Instagram is under that with a staggering number of followers. They launched their website, Sussex Royal. They went to the trouble of trademarking Sussex Royal. And so they've obviously put a lot of work into the branding of Sussex Royal. It has transpired now. It has not been confirmed by Buckingham Palace, just to make sure that's out there. But the Daily Mail is reporting that the Queen, and they're using rather inflammatory language, but they are saying that the Queen has decided to ban Harry and Meghan from using a Sussex Royal. But I do want to put that into context, because the Queen is not a big bad meanie. She's not being petty. She's not banning Harry and Meghan, but rather the Queen is bound by the rules of the land. And at the end of the day, her job, her number one job, is to protect the institution of monarchy. And so really it is removing the word royal. Now, some might say, oh, it's just one word. What kind of problems can that possibly cause? Well, Harry and Meghan are no longer working members of the royal family. And as such, the word royal needs to be removed for fear of any danger of them being seen to cash in on the royal word, and also just to remove it from any commercial interests.
But aren't they cashing in on that anyway, even if it's not stated? I mean, who would pay large amounts of money to listen to them give a speech if indeed they weren't royal?
Well, this is the thing. I think in terms of their financial standing, I mean, they promised to make huge amounts of money just simply because they're Harry and Meghan, probably the most popular royal couple, and because of their unprecedented departure from the royal family. So, yes, they do stand to make a lot of money. They are planning to launch a non-profit charitable organisation, but they can do so on their own terms as civilians, which they essentially are now. But they can't be seen to be doing that with the word royal. And it's that word royal that the Queen is required to protect. She can't have people be misled or really, it's kind of, she's trying to protect, I suppose, members of the public from any fraudulent activity. Not that Harry and Meghan are looking to deceive people, but if the word royal is there, there is a certain connotation associated to it. And the Queen is really required, as head of state, head of the institution of monarchy, to protect brand royal, because at the end of the day, the monarchy is a brand as well.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because they're going to spend half of their time in North America. So is there any suggestion, well, that they can get away with this in America?
They'll have to, because, of course, whatever they do is going to be reported upon. And certainly for the time being, Harry and Meghan are going to continue to be funded privately by Prince Charles. And I would suspect they're not going to want to do anything to jeopardize that funding, certainly until they're making their proper own money, which they have vowed to do. Also, it's interesting that we're sort of all believing still that they're planning to just spend half of their time in North America. But I think with every new detail that comes to light, it's looking ever more apparent that Harry and Meghan are planning to spend the majority of their time in North America, just having learnt recently that members of their staff have been let go or absorbed into the royal household in other areas. That indicates they don't need a staff in the UK anymore, which also sort of points to the fact that they're not planning to spend much time in the UK. So I think certainly there'll be the Royal Association in terms of how Americans think about them, how Canadians think about them, inviting them to speak at events, inviting them to be part of any kind of commercial endeavour that they want to do. But Harry and Meghan will not be allowed to use the word royal. And I think there's a lot of respect still between Harry and Meghan and the Queen, and they wouldn't want to let her down. They wouldn't want to embarrass her.
So they did Harry gave a speech at a private function. Is there any indication how much he or they are being paid for those kind of appearances?
Well, so many numbers were thrown around. There was everything from $500,000 right up to $1 million. There's been no confirmation at all. Some have suggested the couple weren't paid at all. They are technically still senior working members of the royal family until the spring. So there's been no confirmation either way. But I think that event, really, as far as Harry and Meghan were concerned, they, I think, wanted to really sort of meet those people and be around those people because they have a foundation to launch. They have an income to earn. And Americans are well known for having deep pockets, for being very interested in philanthropic endeavors, particularly with people that should be seen and they should be seen with. So I think really by getting into that room with that kind of financial movers and shakers, they were just really trying to get word out there about their charitable organization because they're going to need to raise a lot of money, and the people that are going to contribute money to their organization are going to be the types of people that were at that event. So whether or not they were paid, I think for Harry and Meghan will be neither here nor there. It was about the contacts being made.
So you say the Queen is not the meanie in all of this. Will she be wringing her hands because she's dealing with this now, right? And she's got a couple of other family divorces on the horizon and a royal wedding that seems to be marred by, you know, what Prince Andrew's up to. So, man, is this another horrible year for her?
I think this is probably the most horrible year. I mean, last year was pretty rough. It started in January of 2019. Prince Philip had a nasty car accident. It ended with the train wreck that was Prince Andrew's interview. We are only, seven, 8 weeks into this year. Zara Tyndall has been banned from driving. She was speeding. We've had the Harry and Meghan departure. We've had allegations that Prince Andrew is not cooperating with the FBI. We've now got two royal family member couple divorces on the horizon. At 93 years old, I think the Queen is probably a little exasperated by all of this. But at the end of the day, we have to remember they're also a family, and they're a very large family. And everybody knows that things happen within families. It's just this particular family has to contend with global headlines and dealing with it on a global platform. So I'm sure it's incredibly frustrating. It must be incredibly difficult. I think it's probably also heartbreaking. The Queen has always had a very close relationship with Prince Harry in particular. She was very fond of Meghan. She had high hopes for their contribution on behalf of the Commonwealth. They were specifically given their Commonwealth roles because of what they represented to Commonwealth nations. So I think she'll be incredibly disappointed at how the year has kicked off. But the Queen, she's seen it all. She's done it all. She recently marked 68 years on the throne. She has survived war, abdication, the death of Diana, and divorces of 3 out of 4 of her children. She will survive this too. But of course, as the year goes on, one hopes that we start to see a little bit more happy news, hopefully with Beatrice's wedding coming up.
And that was Royal Correspondent Victoria Arbiter.